Good evening and welcome to the FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Today is Friday, April 26th, 2024. U.S. equities were higher for the week, with the S&P breaking a streak of three straight weekly declines and the NASDAQ up after 4 weeks down. Both indices saw their best weekly gain since early November. Big tech was a key driver of the upside, with the week seeing well-received earning reports from Tesla, Google, and Microsoft, with NVIDIA benefiting from renewed AI and megacap optimism. Semis and software were broadly stronger, with other outperformers including small caps, banks, credit cards, restaurants, hotels, cruise lines, HPCs, medtech, building products, and China tech. Laggards included managed care, transports, P&C insurers, media, drugstores, and ag machinery. Treasuries were weaker with the curve steepening, though yields generally paired week-to-date increases on Friday following inline March core PCE inflation data. The market absorbed $183 billion in new issuance, with only Tuesday's $70 billion auction in two-year notes tailing. The dollar was slightly weaker overall. The big FX story this week was the yen hitting fresh post-1990 lows and an uptick in speculation about possible intervention. Gold pulled back after four straight weeks of gains, finishing back below $2,400 per ounce. WTI crude strengthened after two consecutive weekly declines. The market mounted a notable rebound this week, with the S&P rising more than 2.5% and narrowing what had been a 5.5% month-to-date decrease through last Friday. Corporate earnings were a big part of the week's narrative, with investors taking in reports from 158 S&P constituents, including several highly anticipated megacap tech firms. Overall, these were well-received and consistent with expectations for continued solid earnings growth for Q1. With nearly half the index now having reported, the blended earnings growth rate of 3.5% is running near expectations from the end of the quarter, and the 8.4% average positive earnings surprise rate is very near the five-year average. There was also a lot of attention on the week's economic releases. April flash PMIs came in broadly below consensus, reflecting an overall reduction in orders for the first time in 6 months, and companies scaling back employment for the first time in nearly 4 years. While this fed into the bad news is good news theme, with the Fed more likely to cut amid a slowdown, Thursday's Q1 GDP sparked a good amount of stagflation commentary given slower than expected growth, but higher core PCE for the quarter. However, Friday's PCE report for March was right in line with expectations and seemed to soothe some simmering inflationary fears. From a monetary standpoint, this week's developments seem to solidify expectations for a single Fed rate cut this year, with a second possibly not materializing until March 2025. In the end, the week saw the market stabilize after the recent slump that followed Q1 at record highs, though it remains to be seen where the market may move from here. The bullish narrative continues to be founded on expectations for Fed easing, with rate cuts seen delayed but still in the pipeline. Bulls have also been looking for solid corporate earnings amid a no-landing economy, and while some of the week's economic releases gave optimists pause, there is also a sense that stagflation fears are overdone. Atop all this, there are still upbeat views on AI progress, buybacks are holding up better than feared, and worries about a wider Middle East war have faded, for now. On the flip side, however, the week did see a definite slip in Fed rate cut expectations and multiple signals that the economy could be slowing. Concerns about sticky inflation remain, as evidenced by the uptick in consumers' 1- and 5-year inflation expectations in Friday's final UMISH consumer sentiment report for April. In corporate news, among the larger reporters, Microsoft delivered against the high bar, with Azure revenue growth accelerating and OM expanding despite a ramp in CapEx. Google's results were strong across search, YouTube, and cloud, with additional focus on a new dividend and a $70 billion buyback. Meta came under some pressure amid very elevated expectations, noting a meaningful uptick in investments, but some time before these would generate significant revenue. Visa beat but trimmed FY volume growth guidance. However, analysts were positive on H2 US volume growth expectations on larger transaction sizes. Tesla missed against a very low bar, but the market was more positive on a pulled forward schedule for affordable models and Musk's commentary about Tesla's AI commitment. Merck was boosted by a strong Keytruda performance and FY guidance was raised. Pepsi beat, though NA results were somewhat light. The company reaffirmed guidance and sees stronger international growth prospects. Thermo Fisher Scientific's organic growth decline was narrower than feared, and FY guidance midpoints saw a slight raise. A very busy week is on tap for earnings next week. The Q1 earnings season will roll on with 175 S&P constituents reporting, with Amazon scheduled for post-close Tuesday and Apple post-close Thursday. Other big reporters will include Eli Lilly, MasterCard, Coca-Cola, Advanced Micro Devices, Amgen, Pfizer, and Starbucks. In economic data next week, the FOMC will hold its meeting beginning on Tuesday, releasing a statement at 2 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, followed by Chair Powell's press conference. No rate action is expected, but the market will be watching for the release of any plans for tapering the Fed's balance sheet runoff. Analysts are looking for the Fed to reduce the runoff of treasuries to $30 billion per month from the current $60 billion. The other big economic release will be April non-farm payrolls on Friday, preceded by March JOLTS job openings and ADP private payrolls, but the market will also process April ISM manufacturing and service reports. Monday afternoon, we'll see the release of the Treasury's Q2 financing estimates, followed by its quarterly refunding announcement Wednesday, where auction sizes are generally expected to remain unchanged. That's it for this week's FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.